说中文。
Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese. Chinese pod, Chinese pod, Chinese pod, that's the way to learn Chinese.
Hello there, this is Chinese Pod coming to you from Shanghai, China. My name is Ken Carroll.
Hi, I'm Jenny.
And we're looking at an elementary lesson today.
Yes.
Tell us something about this, Jenny.
Oh, we're going to Korea.
Korea.
To its capital.
Okay, which is?
Seoul.
Seoul, of course. How's that? What do you call it in Chinese?
Now, it's known as Shou'er. Shou'er.
Shou'er.
So it's a transliteration of the English name.
Mm.
However, in the past, it had a different name in Chinese, and you're going to find it out in the dialogue.
Oh, good. That sounds interesting. It had a different name. Okay, now, where might this be happening? Who's talking to who in this little dialogue?
Maybe two people on the airplane.
On an airplane?
Going to Seoul.
Yeah, that's likely. Perhaps the airplane's making its descent into Seoul. One has been there before, one hasn't.
Mm.
So this is the kind of conversation you might be likely to hear there.
Okay, let's listen to the dialogue.
Let's listen to it.
对话第一遍。
这是汉城吗？
是首尔。
哦，对，改名字了，好玩吗？
不错，购物特别好。
人家都这么说。
不过有点贵。
第二遍。
这是汉城吗？
是首尔。
哦，对，改名字了，好玩吗？
不错，购物特别好。
人家都这么说。
不过有点贵。
第三遍。
这是汉城吗？
是首尔。
哦，对，改名字了，好玩吗？
不错，购物特别好。
人家都这么说。
不过有点贵。
Well, one of them is not very well informed. The plane is about to land in Seoul, and he's looking out of the window, and is this Seoul?
I think he's nervous. You know, some people get very nervous on takeoff and landing. I think that's what's happening.
Aerophobic, 对吧?
I don't know. Is there such a word?
I think so.
Really? Aerophobic?
Fear of flying.
Okay,
right?
I'll take your word for it. Mm. There's thousands of people who wouldn't believe you, but I do. Anyway, so let's look at it. Let's translate it.
好,这是汉城吗?
Is this Seoul?
这是汉城吗?
Is this Seoul?
这是汉城吗? 是首尔。
Yeah, this is Seoul.
是首尔。
Yes, it is.
是首尔。Oh, 对,改名字了。好玩吗?
Yeah, they changed the name. Is it a fun place?
Oh, 对,改名字了。好玩吗?
Yeah, they changed the name, didn't they? Is it a fun place?
Oh, 对,改名字了。好玩吗?不错,购物特别好。
That's good. The shopping's really good.
不错,购物特别好。
That's great. The shopping is really good.
不错,购物特别好。人家都这么说。
That's what everybody says.
人家都这么说。
That's what I've heard.
人家都这么说。不过有点贵。
It is kind of expensive, though.
不过有点贵。
But it is a bit expensive.
不过有点贵。
Okay, interesting. Now, so one has been there and one hasn't. Let's look at this, the city again of Seoul. How do we say that?
首尔。首尔.
Shou'er. What are the tones there, Jenny?
Two-third tones.
Two-third tones. Could we hear it one more time, how the three, two of the, these third tones work together?
首尔, 首尔
Okay, great. Now, this is the city formerly known as
汉城 对
Now, tell us something about this, the change in names. How did this come about?
Came about 3 years ago.
Yeah.
The Korean people and the government decided they're going to make the Chinese name uniform with the English and also Korean name.
But
in the past, ancient times, Seoul was known as 汉城
Okay. I don't get it. How could the Korean government change the Chinese language?
I think we worked it out. they say, are you guys okay with it in China?
That's brilliant. Why not? There's diplomacy at work for it. That's brilliant. So what used to be known as Hancheng is now...
Shouar.
There you go. That's really interesting. Just in the last 2 or 3 years, we really keep up with things around here, right?
Yeah.
Okay, now, so we had the expression, oh yeah, that's right. They changed the name, didn't they? Let's look at that because it's very efficient, actually. Let's take a look.
Oh, 对, 改名字了.
Now, in English, you'd be likely to say they changed the name, right? Something along that. Who the they is, you don't really know. But in Chinese, you don't even need a pronoun. You just got the verb and the noun and a particle to indicate that it's already happened. How was that? Let's look at it.
改名字了. Yes. Have you ever 改名字, Ken?
I 改名字 all the time.
All the time.
Kidding. No, I only 改名字 one time.
Oh, 是什么事?
I used to be called Kang De before I was Kai En.
真的?
Yeah, then I 改名字.
What made you change?
I can't remember.
But Kang De sounds like some 17th century scholar.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, which That's really was
what
very
made you
suitable.
Change.
Anyway, so I 改名字了. Now, you know, this is really efficient. Let's take a look at the three parts in that expression.
改,
so,
third tone.
And that means literally to...
To change. Yes.
Good. And of course, the name is...
名字.
And then we have the particle to indicate that it's already happened. Great. So let's hear that again one time, please, Jenny.
改名字了.
Good. Now, obviously, here's another really simple way. You know, is it a fun place? Is it a good place? What's it like kind of thing?
好玩吗?
Obviously, in context, you can infer. We're talking about the city of Seoul. 好玩吗? Is it a good place?
Yeah.
All right. Now, let's hear the verdict.
不错,购物特别好. 不错,购物特别好.
Good. Now, a couple of points here. First of all, the expression 不错, right?
I think that's Chinese Pod's favorite expression.
You hear it a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you hear us explaining it a lot.
Even
though it means not bad, literally, it's very positive.
Much more positive. If you translate it, 不错 means it's not bad. It's not wrong, right? But actually, 不错 in the Chinese way, it means it's good.
It's quite good.
It's like 70% good?
对.
Is it? All right. All right. There you go. So 不错, take it. If somebody says, you know what, you did is 不错, take it as a compliment for sure.
是的. All
right. Now, the shopping. Shopping, what was the verb here?
购物.
Why does that sound funny? 购物.
因为你不喜欢购物.
You're
not into shopping.
Yeah, 购物, 2/4 tones. Maybe that's why it is. It's strong, right?
Yeah.
So 购物. And it's especially good. This is a great phrase.
特别好.
Yes.
This is such a great piece of language. You can walk around, you know, being really nice to people, you know, maybe in the office, you look at, oh, 特别好.
你特别好.
Your work is 特别好.
对对对. It means exceptionally good.
Exceptionally good. Jenny, you know your work is 特别好.
I know.
I thought you were going to return the compliment.
Ken, do you know? Your work is 特别好.
Yeah, right. Okay. 特别好. It's a great expression. And the way it fits here, 购物特别好, obviously. Now, again, no articles or anything like this. Shopping is especially good. There you go. Now, here's another really nice piece of Lexis. That's what everybody says.
人家都这么说.
Now, 人家, good expression, means people.
The masses,
others. That's what people in general say. And 都这么说, meaning...
All say.
That's what they all say. Good expression.
Yes, but there's a caveat.
And
不过有点贵。
不过有点贵。
对。
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, 不过 as in however,、but, and so on. It's a little bit expensive. There you go.
That's what I heard from my friends who've been to Seoul.
Yeah.
One of them told me he had a $60 garden salad.
Yeah, somehow that just stuck in my mind. $60 garden salad. What, do you have the whole garden?
$60
Let's hope so.
But
that's funny.
There are some really interesting and wacky trips you can take in Seoul.
I think we could hear about that. Let's listen to the dialogue three more times and we'll hear about a wacky trip to Seoul. That's interesting.
Welcome back to another installment of Chinese Pod Trivia. And the question for you is...For what test does ChinesePod offer preparation services for? Is it A, the polygraph, B, the colonoscopy, C, the HSK test, or D, the CAT scan?
The CAT scan?
Ooh, sorry, that is incorrect. The correct answer is C, the HSK test. That's right, ChinesePod will thoroughly prepare you to pass this rigorous test of proficiency in Chinese. ChinesePod.com/HSK.
对话第一遍。
这是汉城吗？
是首尔。
哦，对，改名字了。好玩吗？
不错，购物特别好。
人家都这么说。
不过有点贵。
第二遍。
这是汉城吗？
是首尔。
哦，对，改名字了。好玩吗？
不错，购物特别好。
人家都这么说。
不过有点贵。
第三遍。
这是汉城吗？
是首尔。
哦，对，改名字了。好玩吗？
不错，购物特别好。
人家都这么说。
不过有点贵。
Wacky trips.
Yeah, tell us about the wacky trips to Seoul. The garden, $60 garden salad is the whole thing. What else?
There are many tour groups in China、
yeah.
that are centered around plastic surgery in Seoul.
Ooh.、
Mm.
You mean tour groups who go as a group to have plastic surgery?
Yes.、
Then? Do they recognize
I wonder how they pass the customs when they come back. I mean...
That's a great point.
Yeah, but it's a great place for plastic surgery.
No, but
very well, very skillful.
Apparently, it's very well known that all the plastic surgeons in a lot of it is done for some reason by Korean doctors. But it is a good point. How do you recognize your friends on the way back? You know, if they're looking at your passport, it's not yours. It is interesting. And I bet there's some beautiful people on that airplane on the way back. Anyway, I think we've got a lesson somewhere on plastic surgery, and we did it in the distant past. And quite a beautiful lesson it was, too, as I recall. But anyway, thanks for that input. That was really interesting. That was really, really interesting. Now, don't forget, of course, that you can go to ChinesePod.com. You can explore this because it's really the explanation that makes the learning happen.
对。
Looking for patterns, looking for connections, finding out what you want to learn is really the way, right? Not us having to tell you, you know, do this lesson, then do this, then do this, and maybe explore for yourself. That's my little bit of philosophy for today.
好的 so sweet.
Oh, thank you.
那我们明天再回来。
好。
今天就到这儿，再见。
Okay, 再见。
As usual, ChinesePod provides an extensive selection of learning materials for this lesson on its website, www.chinesepod.com.You can access this lesson directly with the lesson number
0902.
So just go to www.chinesepod.com/0902 and you will find a transcript, vocabulary, and much more. The link again, www.chinesepod.com/0902.